Okay, TJ, what's on your mind, sir? Or ma'am, I'm sorry.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about low growth hormone. I am a 55-year-old woman currently going to an anti-aging clinic locally.
Okay.
And it would seem that of the changes in the body, everything's on a roll, but I seem to struggle strongly with my human growth hormone and getting those numbers kicked up. I'm on the extreme low range. According to the old scale, I came into the clinic 2 years ago at a 68. I think the normal range was for excuse me, for a woman was somewhere around 140. And trending and trying, oh gosh, done the amino acids, have done some Oralin. Just looking for ideas, or does your clinic have a growth hormone treatment specialist there?
Okay, well, we can't have growth hormone treatment specialists using growth hormone itself anywhere in Washington State if we're MDs because the state medical board will come after us. Now, oddly enough, if you're
Right.
a free citizen of Nevada, there's several clinics right in Las Vegas that use HGH injections, but they're not allowed in Washington State. I just wonder where the bureaucrats learned to practice medicine, but they did somewhere. So
Right.
anyway, when we have to try to help people get it up internally, and there are two things that we've seen work a lot. First of them, I'm sure you've heard of, but oddly enough, what's called interval training exercise, intense exercise for a very brief period of time, that raises a lot of people's growth hormones. Have you tried that?
Yes, and actually, that's actually helped. I tried to do everything naturally as best as I could. Even trying to do all that before some Oralin. So, and I got a kick from that for a little bit. It helped up a little bit, and then the numbers went back down again. And the same thing with some Oralin. It just the blood draw after that went up almost to normal, and then like 3 months later again back down. So I'm kind of at a loss for
Well, for one thing, the interval
research, I
train
guess.
gotcha. The interval training only helps if you continue doing it. Now, there's a really good book about that by Dr. Al Sears. It's not about growth hormone, it's about interval training. Al Sears, Sears. And he points
Okay.
out that if you do the interval training 3 times a week, it's not like you have to do it every day, but if it's done 3 times a week, and if the intense part of it is 12 minutes 3 times a week, that's all it takes. And it is called the 12-minute exercise program by Dr. Al Sears, Sears, like Roebuck or Sears or whatever. So since time is limited, let me get on to the next thing that we've seen raise
Sure.
growth hormone that also does a lot of other good all around the body. And it happens to be called acetyl L-glutathione. It's a form of the major antioxidant glutathione that penetrates the body and the brain better, and somehow that gets the growth hormone up for many people. It was pretty pricey, but thank goodness this is not a patent medicine market. This is a natural medicine market. So here comes the competition, and it's good competition. It's from Canada. There's a little red Canadian flag on the front. And their acetyl-L-carnitine is good quality, and it works just as well as the more pricey acetyl-L-glutathione. I said carnitine, I made a mistake. It's acetyl-L-glutathione. So you might give that a shot, ma'am, because if you haven't, that's another tool.
Okay, thank you. And is that by prescription or is it over the counter?
Over the counter. Isn't natural medicine nice?
Okay, isn't that great? Yeah, thank you. All right, thank you for your ideas. I appreciate it, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for your patience in holding till the very end of the program, ma'am. Very nice of you.
Yeah, no, that was great. I listen to you every Saturday. Thank you so much.
Uh-oh. Well, there's got to be somebody out there listening. Thank you so much for telling me,
You
ma'am.
do great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.